In high school baseball action last night, it was Atlantic defeating Creston by a 6-0 final. St. Albert beat Clarinda 11-2. Harlan over Red Oak twice, 16-1 and 8-1. Westwood edging Missouri Valley 5-4. Tri-Center beat Underwood 6-0. It was Coon Rapids Bayard over Logan Magnolia 9-2. Nottoway Valley topping Mount Air 13-0 in the first game of a doubleheader. Mount Air took the next game 4-1. Cam over Whiting 9-1. AHSTW beat Stanton 13-6. Arweva over Bowyer Valley 12-0. West Harrison swept a pair from Adair Casey 19-0 and 4-0. It was Lennox over Bedford twice, 11-5 and 5-1. Southwest Valley took two from East Union 21-11 and 8-0. And it was Guthrie Center over Woodward Granger 6-4 as part of a doubleheader. Woodward Granger won the other game 13-8. Lewis Central baseball coach Lee Toole reached a milestone earlier this week. Toole became the 10th coach in Iowa history to reach 800 wins on Tuesday night. That was when his Titans posted an 8-2 win over Atlantic. His 34-year career has also included stints at New Hartford and Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson, where he won a state championship.
It's one of those things that's been in my lifetime as a player and as a coach, and for, you know, coaching 34 years now, and then my boys involved as they are in the minor leagues, it's something that seems like it's in our blood. But will I ever get out of it? And you don't know. At some point, and at what level will I move to? I don't know. But it's something I do love. It's something I do have a passion for the game and enjoy coaching and working with young people. So from that standpoint, yes, it's something that's ingrained somewhere.
Toole says he's always enjoyed the everyday nature of the sport of baseball.
We get to come back either tomorrow or the next day and play. You don't have that long break in between contests that you may have in other sports that you have to dwell on and think about it and practice against and always bring up. So you always got that next day to jump right back in and make a positive effort and change that mindset. And that's the nice thing about baseball.
Toole says the game of baseball has remained the same between the white lines during his career. The biggest change has been in the off-season opportunities for players to improve their game.
And, you know, we never had the number of indoor batting cages that are available back in my day. And again, I'm pretty old now, but back in my day, to go ahead and go out and play and practice. And there's even a few indoor facilities that is as 10, 12, 13-year-olds, you can play an indoor game. So that part of it has grown tremendously in the past 10, 12, 15 years.
Toole says despite his lengthy career, he maintains a passion for the game, whether it's coaching the games or taking care of the field. Lewis Central's 19-7 on the season. They return to action tonight at home against ADM. In high school girls softball play last night, Atlantic split a pair with Creston, two teams near the top of the conference. It was Atlantic beating Creston 2-0. Creston won the other game 4-3. Also, Clarinda over St. Albert 10-0. St. Albert also lost to Clarinda 9-3. Whiting beat Cam 11-8. It was Woodward Granger sweeping two from Guthrie Center 12-3 and 17-3. Underwood over Tri-Center 4-2. Riverside beat Audubon 17-6. Lennox over Bedford twice 11-4 and 14-2. Nottoway Valley took two from Mount Airy 11-0 and 4-3. East Union swept a pair from Southwest Valley 6-0 and 5-4. And it was Abraham Lincoln over Sergeant Bluff Luton by a final of 10-0. Will Venable hit a pinch hit two-run homer in the top of the 11th inning, and the San Diego Padres snapped a three-game losing streak with a 5-3 victory over the suddenly scuffling St. Louis Cardinals last night. Venable had been 1-for-17 coming off the bench before connecting on the first pitch from Carlos Villanueva after the Padres successfully challenged a fair foul ruling that resulted in a ground rule double by Clint Barmas. The ball appeared to tick the line as right fielder Jason Hayward made an unsuccessful attempt at a sliding catch near the stands. Venable then followed with his sixth homer of the year. Sean Kelly had four strikeouts in two scoreless innings, and Craig Kimbrell earned his 20th save. Jason Hayward and Matt Carpenter had two hits and an RBI each for the Cardinals. Elsewhere in the National League, Miami beat San Francisco 5-4. It was the Cubs over the Mets 6-1. Milwaukee beat Philadelphia in 11 innings 8-7. Atlanta down Washington 2-1, and Arizona 8-1 over Colorado. Kyle Gibson threw eight innings of four-hit ball. Danny Santana and Eduardo Escobar had RBI triples, and the Minnesota Twins beat the AL Central-leading Kansas City Royals 2-0 last night. Gibson stranded a pair of runners in the eighth before turning the lead over to Glenn Perkins, who remained perfect in 26 save attempts. Perkins is two saves shy of matching Eddie Guardado for the third most in Twins history. The Royals' Chris Young dodged trouble for most of 5 1/3 innings, the only run he allowed coming on a triple by Santana in the fifth. The big, lanky right-hander turned over a 1-0 deficit to the game's best bullpen, but his offense was unable to bail him out. Kansas City has lost four straight. Elsewhere in the AL, Cleveland beat Tampa Bay in 10 innings, 5-4. Texas shut out Baltimore 2-0. Boston beat up on Toronto 12-6. Oakland shut down Seattle 4-0. One interleague game saw Pittsburgh once again beat Detroit 8-4. The St. Louis Cardinals say they've fired scouting director Chris Correa. The Cardinals declined to say why, but the team is the subject of an FBI investigation into the hacking of the Houston Astros player personnel database. The Cardinals are also investigating, and Correa's firing is the first known fallout. Last month, an attorney hired by the team said Chairman Bill DeWitt Jr. and General Manager John Mozeliak were not targets of the investigation. Astros general manager Jeff Luhnow led the Cardinals' database scouting system before he left for Houston after the 2011 season. Correa was promoted to director of amateur scouting during the offseason. Legal experts say the federal hacking investigation of the St. Louis Cardinals could take longer if high-level executives are implicated in the breach of the Houston Astros database. No charges have been filed in the ongoing probe, which legal experts believe is several months old and has likely involved scouring Astros servers for any IP addresses that might lead back to the Cardinals organization. Cards Chairman Bill DeWitt Jr. has blamed that alleged hack on roguish behavior by a handful of individuals. An attorney for the team has said high-level executives were not involved. Former federal prosecutor Philip Hilder says if any higher-ups are implicated, that would require corroboration and extend the investigation's duration. If it's just low-level employees, then it could wrap up fairly quickly. Well, following the hottest day in Wimbledon history, the start of play on day four was held up at most of the courts for 45 minutes by rain. Once things got going, second seed Roger Federer looked as good as ever on the grass courts in London as he beat American Sam Querrey 6-4, 6-2, and 6-2 in a second-round match. The seven-time champion struggled with Querrey's serve in the first set before breaking for a 5-4 lead and then dominating the last two sets. Men's third seed Andy Murray won his second-round match in straight sets, while the woes of 10th seed Rafael Nadal continued. The two-time winner at Wimbledon was upset by qualifier Dustin Brown of Germany, the 102nd-ranked player in the world, 7-5, 3-6, 6-4, and 6-4. It's the fourth year in a row that Nadal leaves the All-England club early. He lost in the second round in 2012, the first round in 2013, and the fourth round last year, with none of his opponents ranked higher than 100th. For the women, second-seeded Petra Kvitova advanced to the third round with a straight sets win in less than an hour, and American Madison Keys, the 21st seed, advanced to the third round with a win over an unseeded Russian player. In golf, Tiger Woods has rebounded from a dismal U.S. Open with a 4-under-par 66 in the opening round of the Greenbrier Classic. Woods posted his lowest score of the season and matched his best in relation to par. It was only the fourth time he shot in the 60s in 21 rounds. 2 weeks ago at the U.S. Open, Woods had the highest 36-hole score of his pro career, shooting a 156. Woods was four shots behind Scott Langley, who shot a 62. Jonathan Bird and Danny Lee each shot 63, while Brian Davis and Ryu Ishikawa each posted 64s in their opening round. And an Ames native and a member of the NBA champion Golden State Warriors is serving as the Grand Marshal for his hometown's 4th of July parade. Former Ames High School star basketball player Harrison Barnes will be the parade's Grand Marshal on Saturday, and he plans to show off the Larry O'Brien Championship Trophy. The Des Moines Register reports that Barnes is the first Iowa high school graduate to win an NBA championship since West Des Moines Valley's Matt Bullard played for the Houston Rockets in 1994. Barnes helped Ames win state titles in 2009 and 2010. He was picked 7th overall in the 2012 NBA draft. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.